So we're going to dedicate this to the yurt. My father-in-law's mother's yahrzeit was yesterday. So that she is Temi Bat Yitzchak. And then my grandmother's is coming up. It's Rivka Bat Gershon. And then when you... No?
I'm good.
Okay. Fine. All right, so we are in a special year. What's special about this year is that it's a double leap year.
Oh, because the second...
I know, but it's February 29th this year also. It's like, but that's not what we're talking about. But it actually makes it interesting. But we're in the leap year. So we have... it's seven leap years in a 19-year cycle. Now, we have this idea of Shovavim, which is that on the parshios of Shmos, Va'era, Bo, V'Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, Shovavim, that as we go through like the whole experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so every year when we read those parashios, it's an idea of an opportunity to do tshuva. In a leap year, they call it Shovim Tat, for Truma and Tetzaveh. So you have, they add it on. Now, so that means that it's not just going through, right? So Shmos Be'erobo, B'Shalach, gone through the whole, you know, Shibud and then Yitziah. You've gone through the slavery and then coming out. And then you have Yisro Mishpatim is the Torah. You get the Torah. So that's the package. Truma Tetzaveh, Truma was, we just did it last Shabbos, was the building of the Mishkan and the Kelim. And Tetzaveh is the big day kahuna and the dedication of the Kohanim to be the ones who serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it that in a leap year, you would then take this concept of coming out of Mitzrayim, getting the Torah, and now extend it another two parashas? Now we'll talk about the Mishkan. That what is the Mishkan? Like, why? So why is it that here you have an extra month to play with, let's just say, and so you have more time. Why is that now that you're going to extend it to Mishkan? Whereas normally we don't. We say Shovavim, Yitziat Mitzrayim together and with the culmination of getting the Torah. But now why is Mishkan added on and only on a leap year? Okay? You hear the question? Okay. So I'll read inside. Kasav Ashla B'Tchilas Rosh Shovavim. Hini Kolel Kol HaParshios Eilu B'Sod Echad. Yanki Mishach Shaychei L'Hadadi B'Shnas HaIbor. So why do you put them all together and how are they connected, that this idea of on a leap year? Shaderach Yisrael L'Hitarer B'Hem B'Darchei Tshuva B'Yesor Seiz. So this idea that at this period of time when you're reading these parashios, you do more, there's an awakening to do more tshuva with more vigor. K'musk B'Divrei HaKadmon V'Achronim Hinei Rubam Hiskiru Parshios Shovim Levad. So in general, we talk about this period as a Shovim thing. Nothing to do with Tat. V'habam Achreim Osifo B'Yetor says, O Gam Kim B'Parshios Tat, Truma Tetzaveh. V'Amosef B'Tshuva Yosifu Lo Od Min HaShemayim. And one who does more Tshuva, even an extra two Parshios, they'll give them more from above. Akan L'Shamayim. So that's the Shla. So now, again, so what is this extra two parashas? V'zehu minhag Yisrael sh'nikva al-yidei rabbeinu hakadmonim sh'hashvuos shekor mitorah b'inyanei geulas Mitzrayim zehu hazman liyod nolad mechadash v'latzeis mitumas Mitzrayim. So the idea of this whole Shovavim thing is that when you're talking about the Exodus story, it's a time to be reborn and to leave the tumah of Mitzrayim, quote-unquote, k'mo shachin b'diyuk ira l'klal Yisrael b'yitzias Mitzrayim. So the same idea, but what we experience as a nation as we came out of Egypt. So when we come back to read about the story, we're going to re-experience that. That what happened there, shenolanu mechadash, that we were reborn, aydei sheyatzanu mitumas Mitzrayim, because we left the impurity of Mitzrayim. Hela, the bishana b'shuta, Hagmaru b'parshas mishpatim shesham matan Torah u'bishnas ha'ibor shechayeves tshuva yisera mosifin shtei shabbatot. But when it comes to a leap year, where it needs to have more tshuva, I don't know why, but exactly, but then we add on these two extra shabbatot. V'zeu gufa tzarch bir. So what the heck? What is he talking about? Maimha demalta shall shanat ha'ibor mechayevet tshuva yisera. Why is it that on a leap year, all of a sudden, hey, More time? We got to do more tshuva. What? Va'od dafilu imkein madua tzarach liyot samud l'chanach shavuei daskina megulas mitzrayim. So then, okay. We have extra time this year. We need to do more tshuva. But then why does it have to come connected to the shavuim part? So do it another part. Do it before Pesach. Do tshuva, next year we have an extra time there. Or do it in the latter part of the Adar. Dilachor shapir efshel lasas hafseik. Maybe take a break and the achakach lo sip b'tshuva b'shabbatos acheros v'ulai tvei adif b'hachi. Maybe it's even better. You've been working hard through the shel v'im shabbatos. Okay, let's take a break. We'll get back to it, right? Maybe it's even better to take a break. V'amai hutz ruchu liot hemshech echad. So why is it that we have this continuum? V'nishtadel hitamek b'inyan zev l'havin ad makom shiyadim magas. So the question is really, what is the connection now? Why extend it another 2 weeks successively into the issue of Mishkan? Okay, so there's this idea, there's more time in the year, so we're going to have to do more tshuva for whatever reason, and then it's going to be right after, we're going to continue the shovim thing into the Tshuva Tetzaveh. Okay, so now. Okay, so here we go. So first and foremost, where do we see in the Torah that there's a need to have a leap year in Judaism? Right? It's the Aliva de Rambam, Udi Imei, Sefer Mitzos, Uchule, whatever, Yalfinan La, Mimashe Kosov, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chalashim Rishon, Hu Lachem, Lachodshe Hashanah. He learns it from that first mitzvah that we got as a people. It says that this month will be the first of the months of the year. Okay? Now, how do you see Ibor Shana there? Okay? Because we know that here it has the idea that we are going to make months, new months of the year, and that, this idea of having a lunar calendar, right? But where do we see the idea of, in this pasuk, the idea of having leap years? The Namar Bezeh lo rak mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh ela gam mitzvahs ibur shana. So the Rambam holds in that pasuk is the idea of leap years. Mishum she'ein chadashim l'shnas hachama, because when it comes to the sun, the solar cycle is, there is no such thing as a month in a solar cycle. It's a yearly cycle. There is no month. Ve'ein shanim l'shnas ha'labana. And at the same time, there's no such thing as a year within the lunar cycle. Which is interesting, because I heard on the radio, they were celebrating, they were talking about the lunar, they were celebrating, now it's the
solstice.
Is that what it is? But what?
The Chinese New Year.
Just
started, yeah.
But why, it's in the middle of the month?
Yeah, they had to do something completely different.
I wanted to read about it. I heard it on the radio. I'm going, okay, something to look at. Either way. But in general, the idea of the lunar cycle is that it's a monthly thing. There's no indicator of a year. We came in Shikasav, but then if you look at the pasuk though, what the Rambam is picking up on is that it says that you're going to say that this is the month, the first month of the month, the year. So there is this idea of a hint there, where in there, the Rambam learns not just the idea that we're going to now use the lunar cycle as our indicator of new months, but also that we're going to have a leap year type of cycle as well. So the idea is that we're going to now fuse the monthly cycle with the yearly cycle. And so the Rambam sees within that pasuk the idea of a tzivoy, of a commandment, not just about lunar cycle months, but also the idea that I need to connect and, better word in English, to reconcile lunar and solar cycles.
But it is reconciled for us, because it says by seasons, so it has to be reconciled.
Okay, so that's not the Rambam shita. There's another shita. But it's interesting. So the Rambam in this first mitzvah understands Kiddush HaChodesh together with Ibur Shana. It's in that pasuk. They come together. So the first commandment of the Jewish people is not just
Shana, but it's a hint to the sun.
The idea that there has to, that we have to address the solar cycle as well within our lunar, okay? And that's the idea of having, you now have to take those 11 extra days that you're going to have in a solar cycle over the lunar, and you have to figure out how to, and that's called leap years. And we do 7 times in 19 years, okay? But that's the Rambam Shita. V'zehu hare hapaticha litzias Mitzrayim. So, but what's amazing about the Rambam Shita, and those who agree with that approach, is that we're getting a tzivoy. Our first command as a people is not just Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's also Ibar Shana. Okay, we're going to have to see what that means. But it's take that and just hold that and like on the side, because it's like an amazing, it's wow. Okay? Now, the Behem Shech Lezen Nemra Parsha Shel Gulas Mitzrayim Hechel Mimitzos HaPesach V'Havtach HaShel V'Yavarti Beretz Mitzrayim V'Hikesi Kol B'chor V'Yisur Chametz V'Matzah Chametz V'Mitzos Matzah V'Acher Kach Hagula B'Foel. So when you go to Parshas Bo, which is Perek Yud Beis in Shmos, it goes through, it's the Kiddush HaChodesh, and then we talk about the Mitzvah of Pesach, Hashem's going to go through Mitzrayim, he's going to kill the B'chori Mitzrayim, and then you can't have Chametz, you have the Mitzvah of Matzah, and then the actual Geula. But the Hektim Mecholzeh, Namru, Mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh, now we're saying the Mitzvah's Ibar Shana, the Tamaboy. We need to understand, like, what's going on there. Like, why are you fusing Kiddush HaChodesh, great, the first thing is time, but Ibar Shana, like, okay. Amnam. Now the Ramban, Hevi Das HaBahag, the Makor Mitzvahs Ibar Shana, Hu B'Makom Acher LeGamrei. Another source, which I always thought is that it says, it's about what? It's that you have to have Pesach in the spring, right? It says in Re, Shemor Etach Chodesh HaAviv, V'Yasita Pesach LaShem Elokecha. Kitzir shall yud beis chod she levana hu be'erech yud aleph yom pachas mishanam shnas achama. So we have this issue of the 12 months of the solar cycle, which is going to be lacking 11 days from that of the lunar cycle, right? Lunar cycle, which we have to now reconcile with the extra 11 days of the solar cycle. Ubali lehat im chod she halavana lishnas achama. Now, if you didn't adjust it, he'd have Pesach in the winter. Exactly. That's exactly it. So based on that Ramadan thing, it should be like a pretty like peaceful time. It's not in the middle of the summer. But like, you imagine that's like we have the fast in the middle of the summer. Fine, either way. But we say Pesach needs to be, according to the Shita, so the whole driver of Ibar Shana, according to the Ramban's Bahag, is the idea of Hachodesh, the Chag HaAviv. Okay, nevertheless. Al kalpanim, ha'adeya ha'pshuta, demashma, shezeu dasrov ha'rishonim, demitzas Ibar Shana, nemra yachad emitzas kiddush Hachodesh, ke'akdama l'gulas Mitzrayim. So basically, most of the Rishonim learn, like the Rambam, that when Hashem gave us that first mitzvah, of Kiddush HaChodesh. In there, he also gave us Ibar Shana. And that is, again, we're going to go out of Egypt. This is going to be the redemption from Egypt. Title sentence, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibar Shana. Okay? So, b'chdei sheyu chod shei shana tzarech lehosif chodesh achad, Zayin Pamim B'machzor Shal Yud Tesh Shana Kanoda, right? So you can have 7 leap years within a 19-year cycle. B'zeh Gam Mikaimina and Shemar Techodesh Aviv V'Asisa Pesach. And through this, you're going to also have, it's going to be in the spring, okay, that you'll do the Pesach. Fine. But the first thing that Hashem is giving us is not just one mitzvah, now it's two. V'lachor HaMechuvan Hu Now, the thing is like this. If you're going to now follow a lunar cycle, you're going to end up lacking unless you do this leap year cycle. Doing the leap year thing. V'lefize, Ibar Shana mitzad atzmo ein tzorech lahakdimo l'gulas Mitzrayim. But why then... Why are we inserting Ibar Shana? I get it. You have to reconcile them. But why is that like the title? Why is that part of the title sentence? Ela hurak litzorach hat emet hachadoshim l'shanak b'kdei shelo tia stia mimahalech haragil. So the whole point is of Yibor is just to keep things like aligned. But why is it now becoming such a prominent piece of here Hashem starting out a chodesh zolachem? It's not just that; it's also Yerushana, and it's part of the whole big picture here. Aval kamuvan shelo dai bezeh diim habaris barach hikdim shdei hamitzvos legulas mitzrayim alkein sheyesh tzorach ladas eshneim. So now we need to understand what's this. Why is it so important that the first thing Hashem is telling us is not just Kiddush HaChodesh, but Yibur HaShana as well? The Amnam Hemshech HaParsha B'mitzvos Karban Pesach V'Shar Mitzvos Mityaches L'Yitziyah Ava HaLeda V'HaYitziyah L'Derech Shel Klal Yisrael Hi Imshtei Mitzvos Eilu Nishtada L'Bonazeh. So the bottom line is like this. We're starting out as a people. So the idea of we're a people that time, right?
Freedom.
Okay, but it's in a sense we're starting our path as a people. Kiddush HaChodesh is it, but also Yibur HaShana. I don't know what that means, but it's important because it's being inserted here in the title sentence. We're starting our path. There's also Yibur HaShana. Okay, the question is what does that mean? Okay, so now this is where we're going to dive into this. But you hear the question, right? Hinei. Hazman mitzal atzmo ein bo shum chiddush. So like we talked about this, about the whole idea of how he talks about time. Time as it's a continuum. It's a constant. You don't say all of a sudden within time there's like renewal. There's no such thing. It's just things just keeps on going. Okay, that's time on its by itself. So you can have rebirths within time, aval hazman, but time itself, it's a constant. That there's nothing changing. There's no ups, downs. It just goes. V'kachu chozer al atzmo yom achrei yom, shavu achrei shavu, chodesh achrei chodesh, v'shana achrei shana. Right? Day in and day out, week after week, month after month, year after year. It just goes. There's nothing in itself that has... Correct. V'emes kein hu amusag zman ba'olam b'cholo. V'lachein goy sheshavas chayev misa. So much so that because it's constant, a person that goes out of their way that shouldn't to rest is actually chayav misa. Ki v'seder zman kazeh ein shayach shum shvisa. So for him to go out of his way to keep a Shabbos, he's doing something there's nothing like the idea. Like you're looking at the world, there is no seven days. We layer that on. But time itself is a constant. Aval kasher rotz abor yisbarach lachnis kla Yisrael v'hamahalech hachadash shalom l'toch seder ha'olam. But now when God wanted to insert the Jewish people and this new way of going approach into the ways, the seder ha'olam, hayatzorech b'seder zman acher shesom etzem ha'mahalech mitzal atzmo shona. So now he's going to take this thing that's different. He's going to take this different type of order, and he's going to insert it into this continuum. V'ha'anyin hu de b'musag haragil shel zman ein hazman mitzad atzmo holech mireishis la'achras. So if we're saying that time in itself is just continuous, there's no beginning point, there's no end point. Elohu mamshich v'holech kilu shahaya holech tamid v'gam yilech tamid. It's continuously going. Ela im yesh reishis v'achris, but if it does have a starting point and an end point, that's zeh mitzad ma'aseh b'nei adam osim b'toch hazman. So that's us coming in. Now we're inserting within this continuum. We're saying no. We're going to say there's something that's other than that. We're actually taking this foreign concept and putting it into that. Shehem motzim nekudat zman, they find a starting point, la'atchil ba, to start, v'nekudat zman l'sayim ba, and a time to end it. Right, so here's this continuing linear plane, and now we're going to start inserting a starting point, an end point. Aval ein kol zeh mit areb zman ba'atzma, but nothing, time itself is the same. Ve'ein l'zman shum inyan b'zeh, k'derech shahachalal, ein lo inyan b'mash shesamim bo. Right, so just like you have a hole, and you put something in it, right? The hole itself is this empty space, and what you put in it is right. So what you put in there, the zman hu hachalal. So the time in the analogy would be the hole. Shel haseder v'hamarot v'hahanhaga umitzido efshal lemale oto b'chol tochen shu. And you can put whatever else you want to put in there. It itself is this empty structure that's unaffected. It's
the hole doesn't change.
Correct. Okay. So now v'zehu akfi. Now here's the issue. But here is this issue of something that is egregious, let's say, that we have to be very careful to stay away from in terms of ideology. Mishum sh'im haita nekudat hatchala ein zezman ki bedatam hamukemet haperish zezman hu hemshech. So we understand, like, this whole idea that there was a beginning point in this world, right? So they're saying, and that the kafira is that there never was a starting point. That this, whatever this is, like the Greek, you know, ideology of that this has always been here and nothing's. There was never a beginning point. Now, the important, why is it so important to believe that there was this creation and beginning point as opposed to this continuum? Because, b'chdela akor kfirazo, the hevelze, ba hamila harishonim b'torah. So the way that we understand the beginning of the Torah is that the Gra explains the Sforno and other Rishonim, the perish hamila b'reishis hu, b'riyas hazman. B'reishis is that it was that God created a reishis, before reishis, he created reishis. He created a beginning. The Kevan Shazman Nivra Haresha Hazman Hitchil Benakuda Mesuyemet Vazman Batzma Holech Mireshes Lachras. But the nature of this is that there was a beginning. Now, why does it matter? Because it means that it started somewhere and it's going somewhere. That there's a purpose that into this whole process. Now, Bine Hazman Shal Torah Mitgale Befoel Aide Seder Hazman Shal Levana. So, how do we relate to it? The Torah says to us, how do we take this concept and bring it out? Is that you have this, or track time through the moon, through the way this lunar cycle. Aval seder azman shel achama, ein bo shum chidush elahu nira kavua v'kayim. So here you have, now a beginning contrast, is that you have these two ways of tracking time. One is this constant renewal. It starts, it disappears, to only reappear again. So you have beginning, ending, rachis. This is the expression of rachis in the Bria. Whereas the sun just continues. It's this idea of the way linear time, let's say like that, right? I'm using your term today, okay? Vamnam. Davka hazman shal chama nikra shana. That's when we talk about the time as measured by the sun, that's considered to be what we call shana. Velo hazman shel halavana she'in bo ki'im chadashim velo shanim. Right, so the sun is time is not like the moon, because the moon has months. It has these months that are new, let's call it, but not something that's repeating. Vere shana hi milashon sheni or shani ki hashana la'olam enum mechudeshes ela tamid yesh davar kodem la v'gam afilu hashana harishona hi sheni. It's always something that's before it. It's the number two. That there's always something that came before. Mishum shaseder hazman tachas hashemesh hu hamshech ve'etzem. It's the idea, like, it's following something that is continuous. It's just continuously the same thing. Tachas hashemesh, exactly. Right, because that's the nature of what, right? V'chol nekudas man nitpeset kesheni. Mi shechai betoch marechet zman kazo harehu kafuf behechrech lekfira hanarat sheokeret et atarmeikar. So if you understand, if you live in this reality of the continuum, you're basically living and denying this idea of what the Torah says, that there was actually a time, or there was a period, let's say it that way, where there was nothing, only to have this starting point. Okay, so that the contrast of the continuum always the same to the thing that's constantly in a state of renewal. V'hinei ha'ofen, ech shemitgaleh be'olam hazeh, seder zman chadash. So now, how in this world, this idea of new, of something, of a new time, dahinu, seder zman shalohaya v'niya, yesh lo nekuda tatchala. So this idea that time can actually have a beginning point, hu aideh ha'ma'or ha'nosaf shegam hu kovea seder zman. So it, how is it? It's by this thing, it's by this luminary that has this process of renewal, right? Where time starts and ends, and then renews. So we call it month in Hebrew, chadash, or a chodesh from the word that it's of renewal. Shahaya shehi laolam sheni. Mishum shahachodesh hu tamid chadash vechodesh hazeh lo haya meolam. Right, this month is always new. This month was never in the, never existed before. It's always something that's new. Elu shnei ha'maorot shanatan ha'boris baruch berukiyah shamayim. So these two luminaries that God put into the sky. As it says in Bereishis, he put it there for signs and for us to track holidays and for days and years. Right, God put the sun in to be the one that dominates the day, and the one that, and then the moon, the small one, to be the luminary of the night. So each one has the ability to set how we experience or measure time. The Hamor Hagadol Kovea Seder Zman Shel Shana. So the nature of the sun is to set time as the yearly process. And the smaller one, the moon, sets up the idea of this renewal cycle. Vine, a new starting point and an end point. Vine. Klai Yisrael Nolad B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we, as a people, were born, so to speak, as we came out of Egypt. So the birth of the Jewish people is the moment of the birth of a new way of time, right? Shal seder zman chadash, dinit chadesh ba'olam mahaleh chadash, that there is a new way of how to measure time, mitzad atzmo nosei et hachidosh, and that in its way of counting time, of tracking time, is in itself brings this idea of chidosh. Diyesh reishis, it has a beginning point and it has an end point. Piyesh achras, umemela yesh moadim, and from there we understand that there are holidays. Shaz azman chozer laota nekuda v'adavar nolad b'chay mechadash. It comes back to that beginning point. Right, and that it becomes born again anew. So the nature of how we came into being was in this process of like bringing out this idea that there's going to be an ability to experience time, not in this continuum linear, but rather in this more dynamic type of way. So now, v'yesh la'ir derech agav ki hamila zman b'lashon hakadosh hu milashon hazmana. Now, the actual word in Hebrew of zman, of time, is actually from the word hazmana, v'hachana l'mashi yavo. It's the idea of like we make a reservation, right? The idea of getting ready for that which is going to, we're going towards something. V'zeh b'atzma megaleh amitat inyan hazman. And this really, it reveals the truth of what time is. That the beginning brings us to that which is coming in the end. And that time is really the preparation for this. Aval hamusag zman ba'olam I afshar lekro lo b'shem zman. The truth is that time in the world and in this nature of the natural world, it can't be really like as we understand time, zman, quote unquote, mishum she'ein hazman mechin l'shem davar. Right, because time in that continuum is not preparing towards something. Ela kol ha'achanot nasim ayidei b'nei ha'adam b'toch merechas hazman. The only type of any of this preparation is when man comes to put that into, to insert it into the continuum of time. V'ilu hazman ba'atzmo eino hazman klum. So as we experience it, if you look as the in chadash tachas hashemesh type of reality, it's just the continuum. It's what we decide to, we can come and then insert within Ella hu yotze mishum makom ve'en holech. Ella hu yotze mishum makom ve'en holech l'shum makom. But it does not go anywhere. Meaning here, no, we're not going anywhere. It's just the same as always. Achin, bizman milashon hazmana hazman ba'atzmahu mahalech harashis la'achras. So in the terms of the way we understand time, the way we're talking about it, it is this idea of what we believe, Bereshis, that there's going to be a beginning point, and therefore it's going towards something. So, al darze matzino shenikra habaris baruch magid mi reishis achras, that Hashem is called the one who talks about the beginning to go towards the end. The haperishal magidu, the idea of is milashon hamshacha, kamo hagada o gada shal nahar shumamshich et hamayim api darko. So the idea of the Magid here, the Magid Mirashis, is that he's pulling it or pushing it towards something, right? It's, you know, this idea of a continuum that's being pushed towards. Nimsa, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So now as we're coming out of Egypt, Nitchadesh, Shazman, Holech, Likras, Masha, Yavo. So now how we look at time is that we're going towards something. Me'az anu holchim likras hazman shehu yashmi'enu b'rachamav shenis la'enei kol chai hengalt yaschem achris kereshis li'os lachem elokim. So now, this is in the Sfarad, right? In the Kedusha on Shabbos, in Keser, right? What do we say there? that we're going towards a time that we'll hear with God's rachamim again to in front of all that are alive, that he'll be goel us again, eschem achers kereshis, lios lachem elokim again. But this idea of the achers kereshis is the idea that we start to go towards. V'hainush anu holchem yitzias mitzrayim reshis, yitzias mitzrayim achers. So we're going to go, the first coming out of Egypt is going towards the last going out of Egypt. Sha'az yitkayim kimeitzes chamei reshim erenu neflos. That the idea that the final gula will be similar in many respects to the original coming out of Egypt. Now, Zeu Seder Hazman Shel Hamor HaKaton L'Memshelas HaLayla. So this is the idea of time as measured by the moon, right? The Halavana Kovat Mahalech Zman Shematchil B'Nekud Mesiyemes Dahenu B'Giloy Halavana. That the nature of how the moon, how we see the moon operate, is that it starts from a point of where it was nothing to starting and becoming Baharashis Magas Arachas, and that the beginning is going towards an endpoint. And then what happens? The Acharkach Matcheles Rashis Chadasha. And then it starts again, anew again. Start to go to something, to then start again to go to something. Zeu Masha Nitan Lanu. And this is what was given to us when we came out of Egypt. Aide HaMitzvah Shel Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kiddush HaChodesh is the idea of the ability to the power of renewal. V'lachein hizot ha-hakdama li'tzias Mitzrayim. Shehaz haita reishis ha-mahalech shemevi otanu ad la'achars. So this is the beginning of a process that's going towards something. We're starting new to go towards something. Okay, so we understand why that's not just time. It's like this bigger picture of Kiddush HaChodesh is of a beginning point of Chiddush to go towards something. What about Yom Hashanah? Right, v'harei shnei alafim Torah hitchilu ba'Avram Avinu, v'fol heim hitchilu b'matan Torah achrei sheyatzu Mitzrayim. So now it's the beginning of Torah. There are three periods. There's 2,000 of nothing of tohu of chaos, only to be followed by 2,000 years of Torah, and that started when Avram was in 1948. Right? No, he was born in 1948. and he becomes. Yeah. He's born. You know, Avram was born in 1948, according to the
sixth really?
From creation. Yeah. And then at 52, he starts to. That's the idea of his the tekufa of Torah started, and then it actualizes when uvafoel heimitchilu b'matan Torah acharei sheyatzu Mitzrayim. We start our Torah when we come out from Egypt. Aval ad az hayolam imatzav shel tohu klomar b'lihim halech. But until that point, the world was in a state of chaos that had no path. Like it says, "Vayitim b'tohu lo derech, v'hayaholam holech mishum makom l'shum makom, v'rak b'shnei alef m'torah hitchil seder shaholet m'reishas lachos." So for the first 2,000 years, it's going nowhere. It's only at the beginning of this period, now through the Torah period, that we're going from a beginning point to an end point. V'me'azhu d'nikra haseder v'shem zman milashon hazmana ki kol rega mazmin et harega haba mechin l'mashi yavah. So that the nature of time, now we're talking about time as a hazmana, that we're going towards something, and every moment, right, each moment brings us the next moment, which gets us to the next moment, prepares us for the next moment of what's going to come. So kan hu tchilas hamahala shalana v'lo kodem, and this is when we start this process. V'lachem b'emes lo hayat tzarech la'tchil et ha-Torah ela me'achodesh ezalachem shehi mitzvah rishona shenitzdavinu ba. And that's when Rashi says, the Torah really should have just started from HaChodesh HaZalachem. Mm-hmm. If Torah is the idea of a path of going towards something, so then even more so that the Torah should have just started from right here, from when God gives us that sivoy, we're coming out of Egypt. Like Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis, Dekana Yitchil HaMahala Shel Torah, Shenikrik Derech, right? Because Torah is considered, this is giving us a path, as it says, V'hodata Lahem Et HaDerech Yel Chuba. Right, it's giving us the direction of where to go. The ilu v'kodem haya ha'olam b'tohu v'lo derech. But until that time, the world was in a chaotic place. It had no direction. Ela habereishis shel Torah hi rak kishe yetzanu mitzrayim. So the truth is, Torah really starts when we come out of Egypt. Does hitchalnu b'mahalech hachadosh sheholech mireishis ad la'achris v'tikva. And so that it's only then, when we come out of Egypt, that we start this new path that's bringing us from its starting place to an end point and with hope. Now the question then becomes, so why do you start the Torah from Bereishis? And there are reasons. But the truth is, the Torah, as we understand, Torah is giving us a pathway, so then it's from the first mitzvah. So then the whole idea of what's this whole Yitzias Mitzrayim thing? It's about the idea of how we understand Kiddush HaChodesh. Ela shehamahalech hachadash hazeh hu mahalech zar v'mitziyot acheret she'en lezeh makom ol mazeh. But the truth is, this new way of approaching the world, you don't see it. There's nothing in nature that indicates this. But therefore, now v'lachin nitna lanu gam mitzvas Ibar Shana. So now Ibar Shana is layered in. Now we have to understand what this means. V'zeh nichla v'tirutzel shel Rashi sham. And this is the Rashi's explaining. U'ma'atam patap b'bereishis. So what does Rashi say in his first commentary on the Torah? He says that mishum koch ma'asav higid lama latei lam nachlas kayim. So when Hashem created the world and it records it for us in the Torah, he did it so that we would know the powers of his ways in order to give us the Nachlas Gayim. Vahainu. Kedei shelo yomru umos ha'olam listim atem. So in order so that the nations of the world don't say, you guys stole this land. The tanasam shel ha'umos hi shaseid ha'olam shayach lahem. Because what are the nations of the world saying? This world, the way it works, is really much more conducive to us than to you. And we, the Jewish people, really should be living in some other place, right? We don't have a place in this the way the world works. And therefore, when we come in and insert ourselves into the world of the seven nations, we don't belong there. That's what they're saying. You guys are robbers because you, the way you approach the world, does not belong in that place. B'lachein, and therefore, patach bebreishis kedela telanu gam seder olam shalahem. So that what Hashem opens up the Torah and doesn't start from HaChodesh HaZalachem, but rather starts from the creation story, what he's doing is that in order to give us the ability to get and insert ourselves into the world of, quote-unquote, the nature, which is theirs, the Tchilas HaTorah Hu B'Seder HaZman Shel HaOlam, because that beginning of the Torah is talking about time as the continuum, but from in that is where we're created. V'az hitchalnu et hamahala shalanu lahat im seder hazman shel ha'olam im seder hazman shalanu. So the idea is that what is that we're inserting into the world of nature. We're coming in and we're saying we're going to insert this idea of chiddush into, right? So that this here is this what looks like continuum. And we're going to insert our way of being into.
But okay? We have to be there from the get-go on some level. Or
the end. So Hashem's so koach ma'asav higid lamo latei lam nachos kayim. What's koach ma'asav higid lamo? The idea of reishis. So Hashem's creation is reishis. Okay. He starts. It's a start point. So koach ma'asav higid lamo latei lam nachos kayim. Is I start a world with a starting point, and therefore, later on, when I give you that yesod of beginnings, which in the way of the nature of the world, it doesn't seem to have its place, but the world itself is predicated on that first, that reishis.
Okay, so right, it'll stick.
And so that power, in order to then take that and give you, once you have that power, now you can insert it into this world of the Nachlas Gayim. It's pretty okay, and that's Ibur Shana.
That's
Ibur Shana. Right. What Ibur Shana is saying is, I'm taking the world of the sun, which is the time continuum, and I'm going to bring it together with the lunar cycle. And what that means is basically, I could take the idea of Chiddush of the lunar cycle and insert it into the world of the continuum. Layer it on top.
But you have to make the point that the world of the linear started at a single point.
Correct, exactly.
And it's not just
correct. Right, so that's the Koch Masav Yilam. Yeah. So the Koch Masav of the way he created time with the beginning point, so that, but what in essence needs to happen is that we need to come and make a, like man needs to come and say, and this is what Hashem gave us in Kiddush HaChodesh and then Ibur Shana together, is it's not only that I'm giving you this continuum, but I'm giving you the power to then insert it into something that appears to be, again, I'm giving the beginning, I'm giving you this power of new beginnings, of that racious, the ultimate beginning, which is the way God created the world, a new, completely from nothing to something, that idea of racious. And now that the world has been set up to run on that zman of where the linear time, and now God's saying, here's this thing called the lunar cycle that has in it constant expression of chiddush, and Ibur lets you insert it into, take that chiddush and insert it. Yeah, connect, literally bring it in.
Yeah.
And that's what our job is. To and that's this idea, like, you know, think about it, you stop for a second, it's like startup nation. It's crazy, right? But like it's that place of the Nachlas Gayim that's what we do. It's like going back, like the first thing Hashem's saying, you guys are starting out here, so first I'm going to give you the idea of power of Chiddush. And at the same time, which no one talks about, is he gave us Ibur. Ibur Shana is the idea of taking this idea of Chiddush and being able to literally bring it into the world of what looks to be continuum of a linear, nothing ever changes.
And the world is bought into all this because they have months. They wouldn't have months without us.
Right, but they don't even understand.
No, they have no idea, right.
But they're bothered by the fact, who are you to come into Nachlas Gayim? Mm. You're coming into this place which looks like it's always been continuum, it's always been the same. And we're saying now, the Koach Mas of Higilamo is that we're going to go and bring that Chiddush in.
Which is why we're always outsiders.
Well, we don't. Well, they don't want that. They don't think that it belongs there, right? Yeah. Correct.
So can we try this at the Hague?
Excuse me. Yeah, we want to explain to you like what this is really going on here, right? So, and therefore, in a certain sense, like the idea of celebrating life as opposed to celebrating death, right? Is like it's also like this idea of life is constantly. The dynamic aspect of to be alive and to be vibrant and to constantly renew or get up.
So why are we better for the Vana at the halfway point?
We don't. What are you talking about? Why do we have to wait a little bit?
Yeah.
I think so that it's clear that it's there.
Uh-huh. But then all the Chagim are also the 15th. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is not.
We've actualized it. Yeah. You know. Or they would just know that it's there. Like, meaning, like the whole idea of Tu B'Av was that they didn't know that they'd gotten past, like, until it was, like, a full moon. It's like, you know that you're... But who knows? I mean, there's probably a lot of other... Probably a lot of Kabbalistic stuff behind that, right? But now, like, we're starting to see, like, the idea of... It's amazing. Like, you never realize that it's not just Kiddush HaChodesh, of the idea of Kiddush HaZman, of the idea of renewing every month, but that when Hashem gave us that mitzvah, He also gave us Ibor, which is that we have to actually take it and bring it into this world and layer it on. Now he's going to say like this. So let's expand on this. V'nachiv kitzapazeh, dinei mi'ikra, hutzracha yitzias mitzrayim la'amshich v'lehistayim b'bias haaretz. The truth is that what should have happened is that when the Jews came out of Egypt, they should have gone right into Eretz Yisrael. That what should have happened is they come out of Egypt and go right into the land of Israel, and it would become all one, like complete, like whole act in a sense. The Yitzias Mitzrayim, he etzem leidatenu veetzem mitziyatenu, because the coming out of Egypt is. It's essentially it's our birth, and also it's who we are. It's our reality. It's right. It's our mitzvah. Like it says, "Anochi Hashem Lekecha Asher Seisich Mirosheim V'Olam I'Efsha Lakachas Otami Itano." That is who we are. V'Lo Kol Masha Shayach Lezeh. Right. So it's like funny. Like Ilan Gold. It's like, man, Egypt. We just can't stop talking about Egypt, right? Because it's like who we are, right? Because of Amaral and Netzach Yisrael, Shazel Omek Chet Hamragam. So this idea of if we would have put Yitzias Mitzrayim together with coming into the land of Israel, it would have been perfect. But by the Chet of the Meraglim, the Velav Hachi Haita Yitzias Mitzrayim Atzma Megat Mireishas Lachers, because then we would have had a beginning to the end point. Right? It would come out of Egypt into the land of Israel, beginning and end. Goals had been accomplished, great. Aval Aidei Hachet Nikra'a Bias Haaretz Mitzias Mitzrayim. But then when we sinned with the Meraglim, we broke the continuum there. It should have been a full package. V'yotzi Mitzrayim Heim Dor Echad Shenishar B'midbar Boi Haaretz Heim Dor Acher. But then we end up having two generations completely separate. V'zeh Sod HaGzera Shel B'midbar Hazeh Yiplu Pagrechem D'haya Efshar L'hanish Otam Gam Ba'aretz Aval B'nosaf But so like the idea that Hashem could have punished them when they got into the land of Israel, but no, you had to stay in the Midbar. You had to like create that separation between the two generations. The truth is, this is the beginning. This is the root of all of the suffering that we've endured. Mishum shemi'ata b'yas haaretz he shlav nosaf efshar lakachat otam me'itanu. So now, since it did not become like one package, so now it's something that we could be this is something that coming to the land of Israel could be taken from us. And that's why there's crying for generations. It's not that we're going to come out of Egypt again. But rather, we're going to finally finish the coming out of Egypt the way it should have been from the beginning. So that when we're saying the Acher's Kereshis, it's not that we're going to have to go down to Egypt again to come out of there, but rather we're finally going to complete what should have been done that first time around. Right? Behind it would be Shabias Haaretz Sh'anu Mechakim La Tiyabias Haaretz Shal Yisiyas Mitzrayim. It's going to finally close that loop that should have been closed right away. Aval Od Kodem Chet HaMaraglim Nitna Lanu HaMitzah Shal Kiddush HaChodesh V'Yibara Shana HaKdama L'Gulas Mitzrayim. But now, way before the sin of the Meraglim, we were given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh together with Ibur Hashanah, right? As the basically the title sentence or the, you know, the mission statement of coming out of Egypt. But the whole idea is that our new way of approaching the world, of this idea of renewal, will be put into the way the world, the Seder Olam. The Kiddush HaChodesh Hu HaMahalech HaChodesh Shalanu and Yibur Shanu Hu HaChalot HaMahalech HaChodesh Shalanu B'toch Seder Olam. Right? So we have this new way of approaching, and then the Yibur Shana is how we're going to integrate it into the world, as is. V'zeu HaOmek Shel HaTcholas HaTorah V'Breishas. And this is the deep understanding of the fact that the Torah starts with this idea of Breishas, that God gave us, right? The nations of the world, they look at time and they measure it by the sun. And what does this mean? That he gives us the nachlas gaim, hulet sarif et minyan shalahem le minyan shalanu, kidesh haminyan shalan yachol b'toch olam. So we're going to take the way we count, And we're gonna connect it to the way we count to the way they count, or vice versa, right? But actually, not vice versa. Rather, we're gonna end up that the thing that's gonna be the driver is the way we do it. V'nim said the mitzvahs ibor shana lo haita rak kadesh lo yechisar mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh. It's not just that there shouldn't be a lack of in kiddush hachodesh. Ella the gam mitzvahs ibor shana nitna kagdamas geulas mitzrayim. It's not just to stim the two ways of counting time, but rather it's given to us as an intro into what the Gula Mitzrayim is. Mishum shebishah shaboris barach hekdim et hagula beelu shtei mitzvos hare hamachuvan haya lahakdim et hagula hashlema shahaita nishlemet bebias haaretz. So the idea is that when God gave us these two things, not just Kiddush HaChodesh, but Yibur Shana as well, as a precursor, as like the beginning of this process, is what? Is that we should be able to then complete it, fulfill this, like have a completely fulfilled when we come into the land of Israel. Right? So that we're going out, Kiddush HaChodesh, integrating into it, into when we get to our Yisrael, is to integrate that into the world. And that's the idea, that when we come out of Egypt, is going to bring us into the land of Israel. But when we come into the land of Israel, it's an act of stealing. Because the land is really belongs to others. Shayusham Shiva Amim, the Lamed Aleph Malachim, the 31 kings and the 7 nations. And we need to go in and conquer and get rid of them. But the order of the Torah is given within the Seder HaOlam, right? And this is actively revealed in the midst of Yibur Shana. That it's now showing, it's like it integrates these two things. So now, so based on this, we understand the mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh Kaviya V'Kaima Kehagdama L'Gulas Mitzrayim. So we understand that Kiddush HaChodesh is the beginning, is the intro into coming out of Egypt for the redemption. There's a Seder Hazman Shalano. It's our way of keeping time. The Hamalech HaChadosh Shinit Chadosh B'Sin Zayim. And it's this thing that was this new path, this new way of that was introduced when we come out of Egypt. Of Al Mitzvahs Yibur Hashana Im ki amnam gam hi kviya v'kayma. So if Yerushalayim is also now set and standing, aval hi hakdama rak l'geula hashlema shen hashlemes v'bias haaretz. But then really what it is, right, is it's a beginning point, right? Sorry, v'kayma aval hi hakdama, right, it's an intro to the ultimate geula when we come in, and it's only when we come into the land of Israel. So in a sense, this final gula is lacking, right? Which is waiting for the final gula, because it's the full true integration of what we were machadish when we came out with Kiddush HaChodesh. This is the integration of that into the world. So taking this metal and like bringing it in, and which was not finalized. So now,
The Hebrew is.
Okay? And so now let's just stop for a second just to remember where we're going here, right? We asked, we have a leap year, Shovavim going through the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah brings us to like doing extra tshuva. But on a leap year, Truman Tetzava, basically the Mishkan. And therefore, when we read those on a leap year, we're going to extend the tshuva process to those two extra weeks. Okay? So now, but still, what does it have to do with Mishkan? So we understand that Yer Shana is very much introduced, it's vital to like when we're coming out of Egypt, it's Kiddush HaChodesh and Yer Shana. It's like, this is what our goal is. Our goal is to take this new way of looking at time, and Yer Shana is like, we're going to integrate it into this world. Where it should have been done is in the land of Israel, but we botched that up with the Chedem Raglan. So now when we come to the Yer Shana, somehow two extra weeks of Mishkan somehow translates into leap year. How does that work? I mean, what do we say? We're saying that if I'm going to integrate the lunar to the solar in the leap year, how does that tie into the Mishkan? Because that's basically what we're doing. We're extending two more weeks of Mishkan into something that we don't usually do, and it has to do with the fact that it's a leap year. Yeah? Yeah?
Can you infer that if we went right into Israel, there wouldn't be this Mishkan, and there wouldn't be the leap year?
So, but the thing is, the Mishkan really... Machlokas as to what it was, it always supposed to be, or is it a response to the sin of the Egel? Nothing to do with Mechedim Raga, right? But what's interesting is two things. One is, it seems like you can argue if they didn't sin with the Chet of the Egel, you maybe not wouldn't have needed the Mishkan, or no, we always would have needed the Mishkan, and or we're going to always need a Beis HaMikdash. And are they the same or not? So we need to figure that out, right? Is Mikdash Mishkan, are they the same or not? We talked about that. Maybe they are, maybe they're not, right? Okay, so let's see what he says here. Hine kasaramban, bakdama sefer shmos. But it's a good question. It's a very interesting, like, idea, like, of yes, no, Mishkan, Mikdash. It seems that you need that place to go to, like that makom, that place of the Mishkan, or the Mikdash, I'm sorry, is something there that it might house this, the Kiddush of his mom in there as well. Like you have to do the Kiddush HaChodesh there.
If we hadn't mucked up Gan Eden also, we would also not.
Oh, that's something else.
Right? Okay. We muck up all these.
No, the best. Wait, this is funny. I have to say this because I heard it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, if you didn't sin, or like the idea is like we'd want to get back to that place, right? So Aaron and the whole like idea of the Kohen Gadol, like Api Kabbalah, is a tikkun for the Chedev of the Menchava, right? It's very much for Tetzava. So what's Tetzava? The Chavar L'Tifares is talking about the clothing of Aaron. So I heard this guy say, like, you know, the truth is, if it's really a tikkun, Aaron should have been walking around naked. It's like, going, interesting.
He's barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. This is sad, but you know. We went to, we're friends that their son was killed in Gaza. A very close friend of my brother-in-law's son. So he, the kid who was like, just like a great kid, 26, 27 years old, and he and his chavrusa like were killed by an RPG. His thing was he ran barefoot. So his brother like organized this club, this runner club that runs barefoot. So it was last Friday. So we go to Gan Soccer. Of course, we got there after they finished their 5K. So we were like, just got to hear the speeches. And there were a couple of guys, and they were talking about, like, what does it mean to run barefoot? Like, the whole mahalach of... And the guy said something that was so wild. One of the guys said, he goes, you know, when I never wear shoes, he says. Doesn't matter. Cold, this... I don't wear shoes. Because I want to be able to connect to the ground. I want to be able to really, like... Okay, someone like... Okay, but then he said, this is a total secular guy, he goes, when Hashem shalna lecha mi'al raglecha, Moshe is told by, when he's at the snap, take off your shoes, it's a holy place. So you're talking about Aaron walking around barefoot, that this idea, like in a holy place, you want to connect to that holy ground. How do you do it without anything, there's nothing between, because you want to be able to ground yourself and connect. And I'm like, that's pretty interesting. Like that idea of like in a place of Kedusha, take off those shoes because you want to be able to totally have nothing that's interfering with your connection to that place.
Yeah, but it's interesting because also it's a sign of avails.
Okay, so but we say Hamakom.
Take your shoes off.
Right, but it could, maybe you want to say Hamakom Minachem, like there's something in the place that gives you Nechama. Maybe that's why, I don't know.
We always felt barefoot was not...
It was
it was socks. It was in socks. We never walked in socks in our house ever. To this day, we just don't do it.
Well, you walk totally barefoot
or with shoes, but never in socks.
Wow!
Because of the veils.
Yeah.
But then, who says in the veils that you're supposed to have socks?
Okay, that's a different thing. But that was like their own thing. Like, never.
That's like an iron. That's my entire thing. Okay.
Because it's considered a veil.
Plus, with
dog,
like never.
Right.
Better off barefoot.
But you want to connect to.
Yeah.
There's something about connecting to the ground. Like it was interesting. It was very interesting. I was okay. Fine.
So now I wear socks sometimes. I've never been in a veil before. Now I wear socks. Like you know, like I can participate in that, so to speak.
You were Davin socks.
Huh? Davin socks. No.
Okay, so now, the Ramban. So the Ramban says like there's a in a kasher Ramban. It says haktamat this. He just said they also we go take off. But I don't go. I don't know if the people would be happy if I took off my socks.
No,
it's a
pants.
Well, in Israel they wear sandals.
What do you mean? Oh, in general, right? No, the guys. Yeah, they're also the guys go up. They
go barefoot, right?
Barefoot, totally. Which is probably the way it should be done. I think I'm going to take off my socks tomorrow morning. You're like, what are you doing? Okay, nay, Kasav Ramban, Bakdama Sefer Shmos, Vizelashana, Hishlim Hakasav Sefer Breshes, Shu Sefer Yitzira, Bechidish Haolam, Yitziras Kol Notzar. The Ramban says that Sefer Breshes is the Sefer of creation, Bechidish Haolam, with the Chidish, the again, I don't want to say renewal of the world, but the Chiddush HaOlam and the creation of everything. Yitzira Kol Notzar. Ube Mikri HaAvos Kulam Shehem Ke'en Yitzira Lizaram. And so too about, it talks about, the Ramban says, that it talks about our forefathers, right, all of them. They are like the creation of their offspring. The Acharei Shehishlam HaYitzira, and after the creation story is finished, which is, again, it starts with Bereshit, but it's a continuum through the Avos, because they're part of that. The Acharei Shehishlam HaYitzira Hitchil Sefer Acher Binyan Hamasa Haba Min HaRamazim HaYim. And then the next book, Shmos, is a continuation, right, of the actualization, I guess. Hamasa Haba Min HaRamazim HaYim. Like again, this idea of the Masa of Asun Bana. V'nityached Sefer ve'ele Shmos be'inyan ha'galos harishon ha'nigzar be'feirush u'be'ula mimenu. And then the Shmos is about the idea of the redemption. V'nei ha'galos einenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el mekomam ve'el malas avosam yoshuvu. And the galos, the exile, is not finished until they return back to their place. And also to the level of their forefathers, and when they left Egypt, Yachshavu Gulim. So now, when they come out of Egypt, they're still considered to be in exile. Ki hayu be'eretz lolahem nevuchim b'midbar ad kan l'shonos. So the Ramban says that it's not completed until they get to their place. And also to really have attained the level of the Avos. Now, v'zeh mevor heite l'fi hemshech t'vareinu da'adayin hayu she'arius shel olam ha'tohu. Because they're still in this nature of a world of chaos. Umishum sha'adam navochu adam she'ibet etarko, right? They're completely, they've lost their way. V'ene yodei heichan hu nimtza, he doesn't know where he is. V'ene lo shayach latzev misham. V'kach nemar al klai yisro nevuchim heim baretz segar aleihem amidbar. Right? It says that as they come in, and they're coming out, right, and they get trapped by the Egyptians, by the ocean, right, so that they're considered to be lacking a place to go. They're stuck in, they're locked in the midbar. Now it goes on, and he says, "V'hemshach kasav azel shana v'kishavo har Sinai." So now the Jews are still technically still in an exile. Now when they get to Har Sinai, and then they make the Mishkan v'shav hakadosh baruch hu v'hishrash kinaso b'nehem, and then God returns and He dwells. He puts His presence amongst them as shavu el malas avosam. Now they've attained the level of the Avos. Shahaya sod aloka alai alehem v'heim heim hamerkava v'az nechshavu gulim. So that now they are considered to be the chariot, which means like they're the connectors, and they are considered to be now redeemed. V'lachein nishlam ha-sefer hazeh b'hashlimo inyan ha-mishkan v'huyot kvod Hashem malei oto tamid ad kan l'shono. So the way the Ramban understands it, the Mishkan's place in this process is that's the culmination of the Geula. Because that's when God dwelled with them. Mavur shahashlamas ha-Geula hi b'hashras ha-shchina b'tochenu. So what is the idea of the attainment or the completion of Geula? Is that when God dwells with us or within us. De'Geula hainu chazara l'malas avosenu shahaya sod eloka alai al-halehem ela Shehosef od v'heim heim ha-merkava. Now he adds in another line here that they are the Merkava. But the idea is that we got to the place of attaining the Avos level when God dwelled amongst us, because that's what the Avos did. They brought God into the world. And so too, when we get to that level of bringing God in, i.e. the Mishkan, v'im ki vadai kein hu aval harei ha-bei dvaram nemru al Avos. So now, a lot of things that are said about the Avos, how does this tie in to the redemption from Egypt? And also, what does it have to do that we became the Merkava? Now, what does Merkava mean? Now, we don't, the true understanding of what it means that something is a Merkava, like the chariot, again, I wouldn't call it the connecting point. And so it's above our pay grade to truly understand it. So what was it talking about? So at least let's get a little bit of understanding. What does it mean when we say Merkava? Kechol Merkava sheyesh aleha rochev umanhik osa el hamakom shehu rotze lahagia l'sham. What's a Merkava? A chariot. It means that you have a guy who's riding on that chariot and he's guiding it to where it's supposed to go. V'im ki hasusim ha-ritumim le-Merkava betuchim shehem hakovim. Like you look at the horses that are tied to this chariot, they look like they're the ones who are taking it where it has to go. But rather, of a harochev machzik et hamoshchot biyadav. He's holding the guy who's the driver. He's holding the reins. V'lachin amrinam sharochev hu hamuchzak afal pishasus muchzakbo. Even though it's the reins are holding it sounds like they're holding the reins. But it's the guy holding the reins that's controlling. But like, who's in control of what? We know that it's the person who's holding the reins that is. V'chein hu gam inyan ha-merkava. So this is what it means, the idea of merkava from this perspective. Da'olam hu harei mesudar. V'lamara einayim nira kilu hu mamshich besibot v'mesuvavim v'mesuvavim shel derech ha-teva. Right, so we look at the world, and the world looks like it's going based on the laws of nature. We look and we think that we're the ones who are driving things. Aval betoch hamaskeret hazot be'atzma habore yisparach rochiv al haseder hazeh be'atzma v'la'anhig oto letachles ha'nirtzisla. But the reality is that Hashem sits above it, and He's the one who's driving everything, so to speak. Zeh inyan ha'merkava. And this is what it means by the Merkava, like it says in Chazal, Hasus tfeil al rochev, ve'in ha'rochev tfeil al sus. Right, the sus, it's the horse that is subservient.
Tuffle.
Yeah, but what would it say? It would be subsumed. Okay, good. Subsumed to the driver, not the driver is underneath or subsumed by the horse. Aval hasot hagadol shel ha'merkava hu ech v'ma eifo v'matai. Asher b'zeh ein lanu afilo tsel shel musak. So we don't understand exactly how everything works, right? The hows, the whats, the whys, right? Or even have a hint of like what it is. But the idea of Merkava is that it's that which is driving things along. So we're not considered to be fully redeemed until we have the Hasharas Hashchina. Right, when we talk about the Ibor, it's called the secret of the Ibor, right? The secret of it. Now, when it comes to this idea, so the Abirhu, Damnam Lemare Naim Mitgabro Hashana Alachodesh. When we look at things, we say, well, it's the year that dominates the months. The Seder Azman Hu Nikba Aide Hashon Shehuzeh Seder Azman Shel Shana Shemam Shechala V'Hala B'Tmidus. When we look at things, we're like, the time looks like it's just this continuum that keeps on running always. But the truth is, it's the monthly cycle that's driving the yearly cycle to the point where it actually has a year that culminates, has a beginning and an end point. And this is the idea of Ibur Shana. That it actually can be merged together. So that time, which looks like the linear time, can actually be going to a place, a beginning point and an end point. This is the nature of the life of the avos. Dimki hayu chayim b'toch ha'meskerchel olam ha'teva. They lived in the world of nature. Avokol tahalochu chayim hayu gilui hanagato yisbarach. But the truth is, that everything they did in their lives was a revelation of God's ways. Dehem elo shaharidu et hashchina la'aretz. They brought God into the world. Ve'echnisu et markav toyisbarach le'toch derech ha'teva. And the idea of merkava, hein merkava, is that the idea of what it means that the person who's driving the chariot is right is so God is driving that of he's driving nature. And it's through them that they brought God's like riding and pushing the world towards its goal. The of Avos, he remembers the Chasdi Avos, and therefore he brings the Geula to his children because of Laman Shmo B'Yava. So it's right there what they did brings us the Gula, which is the idea of the Merkava, of bringing God, so to speak, into the Teva. So when we bring the Mishkan, when we build it, then at that point, right, so that when we make the Mishkan, we're coming back to the level of the Avos. But the truth is, the Mishkan is only one place, right? It's not the entire world. But the truth is, the Mishkan was just representative of every part of the world. It's like a microcosm of the entire world, V'hare anu shovtim b'Shabbos zechel ma'asa b'reishis. So we, when we rest on Shabbos as a remembrance to the creation of the world and kibo Shabbos mikol malachto, ayidei shanu nimnim milachas ha'mishkan shenivna ayidei b'tzala sheyidea haya litzareif osio shenivru b'han shemayim v'aretz. So then, now, the nature, what's the Mishkan? It was built by Bezalel, who understood how Hashem basically created the world. He used that same process, let's call it. V'nimsa, shemelechas ha-mishkan hu be'etzem melechas ha-bria. So the nature of the melechas in the Mishkan was like the idea of creating the world. Aval nekuda zo nitgale ha'idei ha'avos she'im him arkava. So the idea of the power of the creation, of the way that things started, that who brought that in? The Avos brought that into the world. That Hashem, that racious aspect, I guess is what he's saying here. V'zehu ha'gula ha'shlema sh'nechlal ba gama she'chazanu l'malas avoseinu she'im heina merkava. So that when the culmination of the gula is when we got back to that level of the Avos. V'hainu ha'hit galut she'etzem mitziyutenu ba'olam hu he hemshech merkav tosh yisparach. So that what the idea is that it's the revealing that that our our presence in this world is a continuum of this idea that God is driving things. Da'anu chayim b'toch ha'mesker shel olam hateva. We're living in this world of nature, but v'nitan lanu nachlas gayim. And we're given the Nachas Gaim, aval he nitna lanu, what? So why is it given to us? In order, kedesh nafuch otal l'merkava, to be able to then make it into a place of merkava, v'hainu, kedesh nigale b'toch Nachas Gaim, shenachlas gayim gufa holeches l'achras. What's the nature of this Nachas Gaim? Is it's going towards something. It's going towards a purpose. And that's the idea of us being inserted into this thing, is that it's not just that we're going to bring Chiddush into this world of the continuum, but it's that in the process of integrating and becoming the driver of this, it's what it really is saying is we're going towards something. For there's a purpose here, and so we're Chiddush equals the idea that it's all going towards. There's a racious to an achras. V'zeh navin madu v'shnas ha'ibor. So it's dafka when we get to the Ibur Shana that Mishkan now plays a very important part in the Gulas Mitzrayim. The name Mishkan Ikri Mikdash and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. Diksiv Yasuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Som Kasharni Mare Osach Et Tavnis HaMishkan. So now we're saying that Mishkan and Mikdash are synonymous. So when we lose the Beis HaMikdash / Mishkan, we end up losing Eretz Yisrael. As it says, this is very interesting, because people say, like, why today are we still saying certain things in the Musaf about the fact that we don't have, right? So here he explains it. K'mo shanu amrim Musaf shel Yom Tov. M'bnei chata'inu, because of our sins, we were now sent out of the land, and we were distanced from our Admatenu, our Adama, and we can't go and see and bow in front of you to do our what was required of us in the Beis HaMikdash, right, which your name is been placed on, because of what happened, how of the hand that was cast against your Mikdash. Now, Mavur, Kishev Sanu et Mishkan v'HaMikdash. So it's what we're seeing here is there's a connection between losing the Mikdash, we lost the land. V'su ein anu b'malas avosenu. Shahaya sod eloka alai ahalehem. Mesu ein lanu et haaretz kem shech shiyasi Mitzrayim. So when we lost the Mikdash, we lost our ability to be connected to the land. In what sense? Of having God's Shechina there, and that's what was missing. what it should have been a continuum from coming out of Egypt is to get to that place of what we had as the Mishkan. But when it comes to Ibur Shana, Aval B'Shnas HaIbur, we would starve in Shnei HaMahalchin Zelazeh. But now, when we come to the Ibur Shana, what we're actually doing is we're connecting these concepts together. V'HaMahalach Shel Chodesh Chal Agave HaMahalach Shel Shana. That the idea of the way that the whole approach of what it means to be of Kiddush HaChodesh, of that Chiddush, we're now going to take that in Ibur, and we're going to transpose it in a way on top of the way that the Shana goes. The Hainu Shahamahal Shah Chiddush Chal Agabe Amahal Shah Hamshech the Nachlatenu Shalanu Chala Agabe Nachlaskayim, and that's when we have our inheritance that it becomes transposed, or it becomes the driver on top of the Nachlas Kayim. And it's that when that happens that we have a revelation that in this world we're going towards that ultimate goal. Bishnas Ha'ibor Nechlulu Gama Parashah Shal Truma V'Tetzave B'Gulas Mitzrayim. It's on the leap year Dafka that we see this idea of bringing now the next two parashas of the Mishkan into the redemption story. Dagam She'in Lanu at Eretz Yisrael Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. So still we have not attained the land of Israel as it's tied to coming out of Egypt. But nevertheless, Yesh Lanu et Sod HaIbur, Shu HaGiloi HaAmok, Shagam Nachlas Kayim Tiyesh Lanu. But it's when we go into this process of Sod HaIbur, that's when we're getting a taste of what's really supposed to be happening. And therefore, Achim, B'Shana Pshuta, Ein Lanu Hasagazu. In a regular year, we're not really tapping into this idea. Dein Lanu Kesher L'Chalek, but when it comes to a leap year, nitna lanu gam nachlas gayim. That's when we get this, we connect to this idea. Ach lo kenachlas gayim ela kigulas mitzrayim. But rather, it becomes like the redemption from Egypt. V'hainu mevur b'divrei Rambam shehagulas hashleimer kolad gam ve'vietir trem ehala aretz shehi nachlas gayim. Because the ultimate gula is that Hashem brings us into Eretz Yisrael, which is Nachlas Gayim, v'yidei ha'omek shel shnas ha'ibur, and it's when we have this incredible deep, I guess, energy or whatever this that we're connecting to this on the leap year, yesh lanu kesher lezeh. We now connect to this idea. L'chein, this idea of being able to integrate Chiddush into, or transpose, or take, you know, control over the natural world and inserting this idea of Chiddush. Okay, so therefore it becomes part of Mishkan, becomes part of this the redemption story. So this is what the Shlub is like hinting to. And when he said that when it comes to this leap year, that we have the Truma Tetzaveh connected, does Ha'omek Shel Ha'mark Ha'markava Mitzis Mirachok Mitoch Seder Azman Ba'atzmo, so that this idea of the deep idea of the Merkava, right, it shines from afar within the cycle of time. Ki Hazman Shel Chodesh V'Chidesh Shel Chal Agabe Agabav U'Bitoch Seder Hazman Shel Shana. So that this idea of the integration, right, all of a sudden starts to be, it's like getting a little bit of a glimpse of this idea of lachin, and this type of year, this kazu, this leap year, kol mashi yesh lanu migulas mitzrayim yesh lanu ba'od shtei parshios she'oskim ba'akamas hamishkan da'gam she'nitrachach me'od, right, so we might be very distant from it, aval b'shanat ibur, when it comes to this leap year, we have a taste of the idea of coming back to this level of havasinu sheheim heim amarkava. So yitena Hashem meher v'yaminu hu yashminu b'racham b'shinis l'ini kolchai hein galt yaschem achers kereshis liyos lachem elokim. So that, God willing, we should be able to now that we get this little taste of this, we understand that this ge'ula comes to the Mishkan of where we have Hashem's presence. And so that ultimately, the idea of taking the idea of Chiddush, which is, in a certain sense, like that's a taste also of like Hashem's power of like Hashem's Kel Chai, that vibrance of the renew, like that constant, like incredible, like power of Chiddush that we experience, is a taste of Hashem's presence, and that when we integrate it now during an Ibur Shana, we're taking the Chiddush and we're bringing it into the idea of Shana. They become intertwined, but it's like we're saying that one transposes on top of the other and drives it, so that we then take over Nachlas Gayim. And maybe perhaps then we won't be called, considered, usurpers.
Oh, are you recording?
Yeah.
Are you finished?
Still recording. Okay.
You know, something you talk about renewing. Shabbos wasn't mentioned, because Shabbos...
But he did. He brought in Shabbos there for a second.
What did he say?
He said that the idea of... On Shabbos, we learn like the idea of cessation from the Melechas HaMishkan, because that's the making of the Mishkan was a creative act. So when it comes to Shabbos, we rest from that creative activity.
But doesn't Shabbos like feel the week? Feel the every Shabbos feels the week, and I mean that's the whole renewal time.
Yeah, no, so no,
I
so.
Think part of that theme, I just thought it would have been.
So you stop there to then start up again. So it could be that that cessation from creativity allows you to then go back to creating again after Shabbos. Like there's a respite there. Like exactly, whatever. But that, Sarachian, it's worth looking at. Like he has a lot on Shabbos that we did last time. Like worth looking at. But at least now. A little bit of a sense of like the idea that now you go back and you think about it, that in the the first mitzvah that Hashem gives us as a nation, it's not just Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's also the Ibur, the idea that we, right from the beginning, we need to integrate this thing into.
And the Mishkan symbolizes that.
That it's that where it happened. Yeah, exactly. It happened there.